Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sambi Yakushol and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Amud Aleph says that a dayan who goes out should not say what was his opinion in the Beis Din. And someone who does that, he's over an Isser. What is the Isser? So the Gemara brings two psukim. Lo yisalech rochil ba'amecho. Should not say rechilus, that's a pasuk in the Torah. And a pasuk in Mishlei, hoylech rochil megalesoit. The Ben Yayod already asks, why you need a pasuk in Mishlei after you brought a pasuk in the Torah? It says the Ben Yayod, because the pasuk in the Torah would say, speaks about only about Lashon Hara. But here we're not talking about Lashon Hara. You're talking about something which is, there's no other thing bad over here. Just saying, what was each opinion, what was the opinion of each one? The Chiddush in pasuk in Mishlei is to tell you the part of Rechilus is to go and reveal a secret. And this is what brings Rabbi Yoina and Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, that someone who reveals a secret is part of the Isser Rechilus. And so brings the Orchid Tzadikim and Shari Lashon Hara, the revealing a secret you're not supposed to reveal is part of the Isser of Lo Yisalech Rochel. And Lechura Dover Tamuo, why the words Lo Yisalech Rochel refer to both Lashon Hara and someone who reveals a secret? Lechura, there's no connection between the two. They're both Chet has to do with Dibur. But Lashon Hara is that someone says something bad about somebody else. But Megal Esoid, it means a person doesn't know how to keep a secret. Why is it learned from the same Pasuk? But the answer to this is in Munach and the Maharal and the Guru Aryeh in this week's Pasha, Pasha Shmois. The Pasuk brings, regarding when Moshe Rabbeinu, he sees the two Jews fighting each other. So he tells them that Rosh Olama Tekerecho. So they told him, are you going to kill me like you killed the Mitzri? So it says the Moshe Rabbeinu got very scared. It says Rashi, why did he get very scared? So in the second Pshat, Rashi says, the Anglo Sheroa be Yisrael Rishoyim Daltorin. He saw that in Amisol is Daltorin. Daltorin means Lashon Hara. So his Amisol will not be able to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. So the Maharal goes on there to explain something which is very umlik, very deep. But we'll try to just say his words. He says, Amisol, the ma'ila of Amisol is that Amisol or Pnimi, they're internal. They're not going out and live an external life. The difference between Umas Ha'olam and Amisol is the Umas Ha'olam are in the external, but Amisol belongs to Nekuda Primis. Amisol are quiet. Umas Ha'olam speak. The problem of Lashon Hara of the Latoyro, says the Maharal, is not right now the Nekuda of the Avera only. Amisol did not receive Torah yet. But the problem is that it's an external act. It's taking something which is internal, which you're supposed to keep hidden, and you bring it out to the outside. Bringing it out to the outside, that's not Klal Yisrael, that's Umas Ha'olam. In order for Am Yisrael to be Nigal, to have Geula, they have to have the qualities of Klal Yisrael. And the qualities of Klal Yisrael is something, keeping something Pnimi because they belong to Pnimius. They don't live their life on the outside. They live their life on the inside with an eternal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maharal explains that the more a person is a higher level, he belongs to the Pchina, which is called the Pchina Sasoit, something which is internal, something which doesn't go outside. So when Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Torah over there in that Klal Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid the Amisol is not going to be Zoich LeGeulo, because they don't have the Maila of Klal Yisrael or internal. And Divrei HaMaharal give us an explanation. The Lashon Hara, the Ikar Ish of Lashon Hara, which is external, which is taking things which are Pnimi, bringing it outside, that's exactly the same issue of Megal Yisoit. Megal Yisoit means this has to be kept secretive. And if you can't keep it secret, it means you have to go outside and tell it to somebody else. It means the life that a person lives with his Megal Yisoit, he lives an external life. And living an external life is the problem of Hoylech Rochel. Hoylech Rochel is the issue that he's a Hoylech, he's not Pnimi, he's outside, he's external. The same issue of Lashon Hara, or the Iker issue Lashon Hara is associated with, belongs to Megal Yisoit as well, and therefore they'll both learn from the Pasuk, Loiselech Rochel Ba'amecho. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.